The Martha Stewart trial was in recess today, but the cancer drug that's at the center of the stock deal that embroiled her in charges of obstruction of justice and securities fraud was in the news. The Food and Drug Administration approved Erbitux for treatment of advanced colorectal cancer that has spread to other parts of the body. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports.
By some measures, Erbitux is already one of the most powerful drugs in modern American history. It's put a corporate CEO, ImClone founder Samuel Waxell, in federal prison, and it may yet topple one of the most powerful women in American business. Today, the FDA confirmed that Erbitux is also an important tool in the fight against cancer. That's what many cancer researchers and ImClone investors, most famously Samuel Waxell, long believed. Brian Rye has followed Erbitux and the company ImClone for many years, lately as an analyst for Janney Montgomery Scott.
I think it does serve as some sort of redemption, not necessarily for Sam Waxell, but for a lot of the hardworking people at ImClone who have spent a good portion of their careers working on the development of this drug.
2 years ago, the FDA refused to even consider the Erbitux application. Today, the drug got a green light because the FDA said ImClone and its partner, Bristol Myers Squibb, had shown in a large, well-run study that in some patients, Erbitux shrinks colorectal cancer tumors and delays their growth. Those studies show that Erbitux works best when it's administered with conventional chemotherapy. 1 in 5 patients benefit under such a regimen.
Is this a cure for cancer? No.
Dr. Mace Rothenberg is professor of medicine at Vanderbilt University.
Is this a breakthrough leading to an entire change in the way we treat cancer? No. It's an incremental advance in the treatment of a very common disease.
Almost 150,000 new cases of colorectal cancer were diagnosed in the U.S. last year. Some 57,000 Americans died of the disease. Erbitux will now be one of about 5 drugs that can be used to slow the cancer's spread. ImClone began to develop Erbitux back in the 1990s, when, analyst Brian Rye says, Samuel Waxell made a couple of very shrewd moves. The first was to snag Erbitux.
He saw the promise of Erbitux back in the early 90s when no one else was even willing to give it a second look.
The second, Rye says, was to hang on to Erbitux through what proved to be very lean times. Investment in biotech companies had dried up, and Waxell could have garnered money he desperately needed to do research on Erbitux if he'd agreed to share the potential profits with a big pharmaceutical company.
I remember, I think the stock was at one point under $1 a share back in the mid-90s, and Sam resisted the temptation to sign away the profits for the drug at that point and held on to them until they could make further clinical progress for the drug and get a lot more bang for their buck.
In 2001, Erbitux appeared to be on the fast track to FDA approval, and pharmaceutical giant Bristol Myers Squibb paid an extraordinary $1.5 billion for marketing rights to Erbitux. But by the end of 2001, the FDA found that ImClone's clinical trials were seriously flawed, and the agency rejected them. In a panic, Waxell, who had borrowed heavily against his ImClone shares, tried to sell before the bad news from the FDA became public. Those sales eventually led to his exit from ImClone and to a federal prison sentence. From prison in Pennsylvania today, Samuel Waxell declined to be interviewed. Bristol Myers and ImClone say they will begin selling Erbitux within 2 weeks. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.